six pack of Sachim Mishnehei. Pesach Sheshachta Shaloi Lishma B'Shabbos. We learned before that Yeshachta Kolben Pesach and had in mind that you wanted to be a Kolben Oyu L'Chatas Oshem Shalomim. The Kolben is Potel. And therefore, if you did it on Shabbos, Chayv L'Chatas, you had to make a Chabbos. Because you were Sheikhet a Kolben that didn't work. It was a Potel of Kolben. So the only time Shechita does a Shabbos is if the Kolben is Kosher. If the Kolben is Potel, not there for Shabbos. The obvious question is, though, if it's come as puzzled, so you didn't do anything positive. So the rule is, if you just makalki on Shabbos, you puzzle. Over here, saying you chayv directs it. And if you didn't show, you have to bring a kovan. So you're going to have to say that lemaisa, you did gain certain things by the shechita. If even though lechatchila, it's puzzled that if somehow it was inadvertently burned on the mizbech, you're allowed to burn it on the mizbech. So there's another nafkimin also that's not. Tomei Nevela, Sumat Nevela. You know, it's a pot of a carbon, but it can't eat it. It doesn't have too much. A carbonin. Shakar and Shah, the Shah, was Bachman Shalom, the same Pesach. Other carbonins that he shaft from the same carbon Pesach. Imein and Ru'uyim Chayev. That if they're not Roy to be a carbon Pesach, a female animal, then for sure you're chayiv, because always you should have been aware that this is the wrong gender of the father, the wrong type of animal. Yeah. So, in other words, what happened over here was that he by accident took another carbon. He had a shlomim, by accident he switched it, and he was supposed to shecht the shlomim on Sunday and the kompetzach on Shabbos, and he brought the shlomim on Shabbos. So therefore he's chayiv. And there's a klal that says that if a person is torid b'dvar mitzvah, and he was mistaken, that he doesn't have to bring a korban because it's korban l'oynis. But over here we're talking about a case where he brought a female instead of a male, which is a very obvious thing. That much he should have been careful about. And he says, no, even so, since he was involved in the mitzvah, he's chayv chattas. Rabbi Shua Poyter. Atar v'imru yunheim. Rabbi Lezim chayv chattas, Rabbi Shua Poyter. If it's an animal that potentially could have been a korban pesach, so Rabbi Lezim says, even so, you chayv chattas, because the mitzvah, you mistakenly brought a korban, which was not a doicha Shabbos. Yeshua says, since it looks the same as the korban pesach, and he was very excited about bringing the korban pesach, that's considered an oinis, which he brought it from a korban. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Another conversation between these two. Tanoi, Rabbi Lezer. Ma'in Pesach Shul Mutal Lishmoy Shishin Lishmoy Chayev. If you bring a Pesach Shalai Lishmoy, it's possible. It's welcome to Shem Asum Lishmoy. Other Kabbalists said, if you bring them the Shem Bad Zevach, the possible Kshishin Lishmoy, and it didn't say Chayev, then surely, if you bring it Shalai Lishmoy, you should be Chayev. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Loi Ima Mount of the Pesach Shishin Adover Asa. In the case of Pesach, you will mishan it to something which you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. The only thing you might bring in on Shabbos, the only korban you might bring on Shabbos is korban Pesach. So you brought a korban Pesach and you thought at the time that I want this to be an oila. Your intent was to bring something which is also, and therefore you're chayiv korban. You can bring me right from there to other korbanos that you. That Lamaisa, if you thought about you had a chatas, you did the Shem Korban Pesach. So according to Yoshinoi, it was something which you're allowed to bring on Shabbos. Allah Rabbi Lezei, Mugay Tziba Yechicha, Shem Utav Lishma. We got another rayon of the fat of the Korban Tzibum. That if you mafrim them Lishma the kosher. The Sheikh Lishmon Chayef. And someone who Sheikh the Shame, he's a Murei Tzibur, he is Chayef. Yeah. So, he seems to say that over here, everybody agrees that if you. You Sheikh the regular Korban Lishem, the Tamidim Musafim of Shabbos, that you have to bring a Korban Chabbos. I'm going to be sure. Leim Malta, Emur Tziba Sheyesh Bem Kitzva. Emur Tziba is a specific amount. And male, if he saw that they shechted the right amount of animals, he shouldn't have shechted this animal. Should have been more careful. Therefore, it's considered a shaggy. So the petal shame with kids, so petal from the animal called Kabanga with shechted, you have no idea if this is the maximum amount of cloud shots can bring. It can, could be hundreds of thousands of animals. He says, you should know that. If you shech the carbon, the shame of Muri Tziva, the shame of the Tamil of Musaf of Yontif, the Shabbos, you're also part of. Why? Because that's also considered Tarid the Mitzvah. The bottom line is that Yeshua says it was Tarid the Mitzvah, and therefore he inadvertently made a mistake and shechted the wrong carbon, his potter, from bringing a chatas, because it's kind of lainus, he was involved in his mitzvah, unless it was something very obvious, like we said before, so it was a female, which, and you have a comment only male is kosher for. But Rebbe Lezer holds that you don't say this rule, as long as you unintentionally shefted a kolben, that should not have been shefted on Shabbos, you have to bring a kolben. So it's a Shabbos.